Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello, good morning. Today we look at the importance of soil testing. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
In the same way food is necessary for our survival, the crops we plant need healthy soil to grow. In light of this, farmers must ensure they know the type of soil in which they're planting, as this can determine whether crops flourish or die. What is soil type? It's basically the texture of your soil, and this is determined based on the size of mineral particles present. Knowledge of the soil you're working with has several benefits. Firstly, it enables you to choose plants that are most suitable for the soil. Secondly, it helps you determine if the soil needs modification, and it can also help you decide the type of fertilizer to use.
There is a simple way for you to determine that, which is taking soil samples. We can assist you in that regard by going to your farm, going with you and showing you how to take the soil samples, or we have from time to time seminars where we talk about fertilizer and this type of action and work that we do in the field.
Managing Director of Newport Frizan, Dennis Valdez. After the soil sample is taken, it's sent to the lab, and based on the results, a recommendation is made as to the best fertilizer to apply.
You can save money when you get a fertilizer that only gives you what you need. You don't have to add more product. You don't have to add more elements. If where you are, that crop or that soil doesn't need more of the nutrients that you were applying traditionally.
If, for example, the test result shows that the soil has a high pH, the fertilizer recommended will be different from that of someone whose soil has a low pH. And pH in this instance is simply a measure of how acid or alkaline a soil is. What's an acidic soil as opposed to an alkaline soil, you may ask? Soil acidity, and acidity of anything for that matter, is measured on a scale of 1 to 14. Everything below 7 is considered to be acidic. Everything above 7 is alkaline. And there are three basic things that determine whether your soil is acidic or alkaline. The first and most important is simply that the organic matter and minerals that break down in a soil over time are acidic in nature. The second way soil becomes acidic is through leaching due to excessive rainfall or irrigation. Too much water results in key nutrients such as potassium, magnesium, and calcium being washed out or leached from the soil. These elements prevent soil from being acidic, so when they are leached out, the pH level of the soil drops, resulting in acidic soil. Another way soil becomes acidic is through the use of high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. These fertilizers are usually ammonia-based. If you haven't gotten your soil tested yet, here's how to get it done.
There is a minimum cost involved because we have to send the samples to a lab. However, the way we are working right now, if we work with an association, if we work with a group of farmers that are located in a specific area, we are providing that assistance free of charge. What we do is we try to group certain sectors so that we go to that area and we sample the area and we provide the recommendation and even the sampling free of cost.
Managing Director of Newport Frizan, Dennis Valdez. That's how we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.